Harper Via and Harper Audio present Benevolence, a novel by Julie Jansen. Performed by Tamala Shelton. With a foreword read by Catherine Littrell.
Dedicated to the memory of my great-great-grandmother, Mary Ann Thomas, of Blacktown Road, Freeman's Reach.
Foreword. In Darug Australian Aboriginal language, I greet you. Kwai Bidja Jamna Payala Yanawi. Come here. We speak together. I am of the Barabarongal clan of Darug Nation, Hawkesbury River, New South Wales. I pay respect to the local Aboriginal elders, past and present, and to the ancestors and spirits of the land, the knowledge and culture. There is archaeological evidence about the ancestors of Indigenous Aboriginal Australians landing in the north of Australia some 65,000 years ago. The most important human remains ever found in Australia are Mungo Lady and Mungo Man at Lake Mungo, New South Wales. These 42,000-year-old ritual burial sites give us evidence of some of the oldest modern human remains, Homo sapiens, yet found outside of Africa. Indonesian traders bought tripang and pearl shell from Yolngu Aboriginal people in the north of Australia from the early 1600s. Dutch explorers made the first recorded European sightings of Western Australia in 1606. They called it New Holland. Other Europeans followed, until in 1770, Captain James Cook charted the east coast of Australia for Great Britain. With the loss of American colonies in the American Revolutionary War from 1775 to 1783, the British looked to find replacement colonies. The first fleet of British ships landed to establish a penal colony in Botany Bay, now Sydney, on January 26, 1788. Indigenous Australians call that day Invasion Day or Survival Day. Other Australians refer to it as Australia Day. The British invaded and established colonies while declaring our continent to be terra nullius, empty land. Indigenous Australians fought back with long battles that became known as the Killing Times. This colonisation impacted Indigenous Australians by reducing the land, food, and water resources. Many people died from smallpox and other introduced diseases. Our hero, Pemulwuy, led his Bidjigal clan in a guerrilla war and was killed by the British in 1802, and his head was preserved and sent to England. Countless massacres were carried out by British soldiers, settlers, and police between 1788 and the 1930s. The country is dotted with memorials for British colonisers, but none for the people they massacred. Indigenous children were forcibly taken from their families to be raised in cruel institutions. These people are called the Stolen Generation. We, as a country, are not in the post-colonial era. Colonization is ongoing until there is an Indigenous voice to Parliament and a National Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Recovery from losing one's country is a long process. 238 years of colonial domination over Australia's First Nation peoples has led to an Indigenous writing back of our history. The interpretation of shared events through Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander eyes. Protest in the form of the arts has long been a method of Indigenous people fighting for recognition. We did not die out. There was no dying pillow to soothe. Restoring faith in Australian fairness and democracy in relation to Indigenous history begins with restoring the right to be heard. We are often from families who were denied education and lived in poverty. Many are landless in our own land. For Indigenous Australians, there was no treaty and no ceding of the land to the British Crown. A Makarrata, or compact, is a document of reconciliation demanded by many Indigenous Australians. There is now a request for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?